We're talking today with Dr. Brett Carver, of course, OSU wheat breeder. And Brett, I know you're excited about this new facility that will aid your ability to get your wheat varieties out successfully to our wheat producers.
Yeah, and I want to give credit to those who deserve the credit. It's not just me. It's the group of scientists and a team of scientists, wheat improvement team responsible for that. And yes, we are absolutely thrilled that we have this capacity. And I've talked not just about capacity, but also the agility to be able to move different wheat varieties to serve different parts of our industry. And we can't do that right now.
I know that you really have been able to progress quite a bit as far as the amount of germplasm that you've been able to work with to try to come up with the varieties that will work best for the Southern Plains.
Right. It's not going to be, that's just that long one bomb or the home run hitter. It's going to take varieties that serve certain parts of our state. Wheat Streak Mosaic is something that we're really working hard on right now. And that's not going to be something that will probably provide seed, for farmers across Oklahoma, but a very important part of our industry. It needs that kind of genetics. And to do that, we do need to work with some numbers. And now this facility, I think, will allow us to do it.
A couple of varieties you've had that are big, very, very popular, Duster and, of course, then Gallagher.
Yeah. I'm a little bit surprised by that. I thought Iba was going to be the one that would attract most interest, being a little bit more hardy in the grazing arena. But I think the Hessian fly resistance of Gallagher, following that tradition of Duster, is one of the things that's carried it forward and with a lot of popularity. I admit that.
What's out there in your experimental lines right now?
Well, speaking of Gallagher, we want to continue that tradition. So Smith's Gold, of course, is just now released, and that I think is going to be a step up from Gallagher. But we're already looking at progeny of Smith's Gold. And I mentioned this today, we're able to move a little bit faster today than we were, 10, 15 years ago. So we can turn that cycle a little quicker, make that progress a little faster, and I think that spells a bright future.
There's always all this talk over the recent years of a GMO type wheat.
Yeah.
A lot of resistance at the consumer end of the rainbow on that. Are we better off doing the type of work that you've been able to do gradually faster instead of trying to put our hopes on maybe a GMO down the road?
Well, we don't ever want to lose our sights on that GM possibility, but all the while we keep our sights on that for someday, we're going to just adjust our offense and our defense, to what's out there. And there are some technologies that allow us to do some other things and work with traits that are a little bit more complex than we would be able to with a GM trait. GM trait, you're usually talking about one or two genes. Mm-hmm. And, the big boys, the ones we really go after in wheat breeding, involved much more complex genetics.
Right.
So we'd like to use technology that enables that kind of progress that GM would not. And that's what we're doing. I introduced a guy today, Charles Chen, in the genomic selection era. I mean, that's new science that we haven't been able to take advantage of, but with his expertise, we can.
Of course, some of the buzz right now is this gene editing concept.
That's right. And we're not performing. We can do the gene editing on campus. There's a lot of commercial activity in gene editing, just like there would have been in genetic modification, GMO development. So we can work with those private entities. In a gene editing mode. But again, you're targeting a few genes at a time doing that. And that's one arsenal, one weapon we're going to have in our arsenal. There's more.